The following tape contains Coach Bob Bennett's lessons on baseball fundamentals, and most importantly, how to teach those fundamentals. The teaching plan is simple and sequential, but critical to maximizing Coach Bennett's lessons. Number 1, explain. Number 2, describe. 3, demonstrate. Number 4, evaluate. Number 5, understand ability levels. 6, make adjustments to individuals. And 7, repetition.
Hi, I'm Bob Bennett. I've been coaching for 46 years, 34 at Fresno State and 12 at two different high schools here in the area, Kingsburg High School and Bullard High School. So I've had some experience with not only college players, but youth league players. And I've had the opportunity to work for Coach's Choice, and they're putting together a series on youth baseball. And this is one of those, and it will be on pitching. What we're working on here is the start of pitching as I see it, and that's throwing the baseball and playing a little bit of catch and trying to hit a target. So what we're going to do here is have these kids work with the grip. They're throwing the ball across the seams right now, and they're hitting a target. And the first target, you can put targets any place you want, but we generally have six targets. One, the right shoulder. Two, the right hip. Three, the right knee. Four, the left shoulder. Five, the left hip. And six, the left knee, and we go through that, and that gives you 30 pitches to warm up. So we'll just do a few of those now. JD, try to hit him in the right shoulder with the ball. And now you hit him in the right shoulder with the ball. And you're watching here for just nice, relaxed release point and good rotation on the ball. And both these guys are doing it well. And now just to kind of quickly go through it, now hit him in the right hip with the ball with a throw. And the thing about this good, if it's a little off, you don't worry about it. What you want to do is you want to let it be an automatic feel that you have. You're just throwing it and letting your mind tell you where the ball's going to go. Try to hit him in the right hip. All right, right hip. Now we're going to hit him in the left shoulder. And he's going to come back and hit John in the left shoulder. And I wouldn't worry about that. All you do is record it. It's the wrong side, but you don't worry about it. You just come back. Now hit him in the left shoulder this time. Atta baby. Now we're going to go downstairs and hit him in the right knee. Good. Now you hit him in the right knee. That's all right. What you want, you want direction. You want to make sure they're going in the right direction with that thing, and both of them did it well. They kept the ball down. And again, you don't get real critical if it's a little bit out or a little bit in. You're just saying get the ball downstairs and get it near that area. And if it's near, it doesn't have to be a pinpoint spot, but what you're doing is you're focusing on a target when you throw. You never throw a baseball without having a target. All the elements of pitching are really important, but the thing that makes a ball move is the grip and the rotation, how you release the ball. So it becomes really important then how we grip the ball and how we get a feel for it. So would you, each of you, grab the ball and throw a ball across the seams and show your grip. What you see here with Brandon, you have the ball across the seams. There's about a finger spread here, and this thumb here will be pretty close to being in the middle of those two fingers. So if you could just put that up there. JD, it's the same way. Depends on what you're doing, that thumb would be about right there for just a straight fastball. Good backward rotation. And you want a little bit of space in there if you can. Now with small fingers, with youth league players, they have small, mine are kind of stubby too, but you try to get a little space in there and get it as far out on the fingertips as you can. If you can't do that, then you simply grab it the way you get the best feel on it and throw it, and it puts a little bit more pads of the fingers on the ball and slows it down a little bit, but you still opt for control. You'd rather have control than to be wild where you don't have a feel. As you get bigger, you keep trying to get it out on the fingertips, so the last parts of your fingers that hit the ball are the pads of both fingers, and that's why you have a little bit of spread in here, and that'll vary with players. Whatever makes a ball go straight is how you operate your fingers. If you move them a little bit closer, you get a little bit more movement. If you move them a little bit wider, you get the ball a little bit straighter until you get out here to a split grip, and then you start getting all different kinds of movement with the ball. Now, if you want to throw it straight, a shortstop, a second baseman, a catcher, and a pitcher that's just trying to get the ball straight would go across the seams. But if you want to throw the ball with movement, then you go with the seams. and with the seams. Both these guys have a great idea what it is. That's with the seams, and this is also with the seams. It's the same thing. It does the same thing. I mean, the ball will react the same way on it. You might be able to, it depends on the individual, you might be able to get a little bit more movement with the ball this way because you can grab one seam and push this way or the other way. What we're going to do here is we're going to take this ball and go across the seams and have these guys play a little bit of catch and show you that you can have a little bit of movement on the ball without throwing a curve ball. You can make the ball move with finger pressure. So they're both going to start off throwing the ball across the seams and turn it a little bit like this, sideways, and try to get a cut fastball on it. It'll be a little bit like a slider, yeah. You're just going to take the same grip you have, turn the ball, just turn the seams like that, and then just throw the same way. You throw it with the same grip and come across the seams, and it should come out and cut a little bit to the right to left for a right-hander. So if you guys would go ahead and play catch now. Now this ball should be a fastball rotation. And it does have a little bit of rotation, like a slider spin on it, but you can do that without, that was good. You can do that without turning the wrist, which sometimes hurts the elbow with younger players. This way you can have movement on the ball by throwing just a what essentially is a fastball. That's good. Now with the same idea, do the same thing and throw with the seams. And this time all you do is put a little bit more pressure on the middle finger to the outside of the ball, but don't turn your wrist over. Just put the same fastball rotation, but just cut down on the outside half the ball. Have a little slider, yeah. Cut down on the outside half the ball. I'm getting over here if I can see a little bit. That's good. So he's got a little bit of movement on that. And that's without cranking and doing all the breaking pitch stuff. So rotation is a result of the grip and the release point. Yeah, what we want to do here is start out with the actual mechanics of pitching. I always start out with a grip and rotation, try to get some of that stuff straightened out, and then we start with the mechanics of pitching so that we can get the proper rotation with the least amount of effort on the arm so we don't have arm injury. We feel like pitching is really important to the whole process of the game. And if you're weak on the mound, it's really tough to make it up with hitting and defense. If you're strong on the mound, you have a chance to have a good, even a better offensive hitting team because there's not as much pressure on them. So we put a lot of time into pitching and want to do it right and get the mechanics right on it. And if we're solid here with our back foot and our front foot, we start to put good mechanics together. So let's talk a little bit about the approach. John, first of all, come up here and get on the mound with your right foot. We're just going to look at the right foot now. Place it on the rubber. Go ahead. Yes, start as though you're going to pitch and start right there. Okay. Now what John's doing here is doing one of two things. We're going to be with a foot either flat, parallel against the rubber here, or we're going to come up in here and put one cleat up and two cleats down. If you have a good pitching mound, you can pitch this way. If you have a little bit of hole, or if you get used to pitching this way, this is fine. But the big issue is here keeping the toe closer to the hitter than the heel and making sure you're balanced on the inside. Now, John, just come on up and balance on that foot, and then, Brandon, I'm going to have you do the same thing. Balance. Okay, balance. Good. Now, the only thing I would really emphasize, John, is keep your toe ahead of your heel. You got your heel just a little bit ahead. That's it. Now come up and balance. Same way. You got a really good balance point. That's just like that. Now, atta baby. That's really good. And the other thing that's important here is John's keeping his, that's good. He's got good balance. I'll hold you a minute. This knee is going to stay inside that foot for a real good balance position. If the kids can get that, or any pitcher can get that, you've got a chance to deliver the ball well to home plate. Okay, Brandon, come on over. And you get up on the pitching rubber. Good. Toes ahead of heel. And you'll hear that a lot, toe ahead of heel. Now go ahead and lift your leg up. Good. Now we want to keep the weight on the inside and balance. Up, 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 that a boy. Up, balance, and stay right on that foot. Now down again. No, down, just put your front foot down and do it again. Up, leg up, balance. And you just keep repeating this until you can get it done right, and we're going to do some dry run drills to show how that's done. Now the next thing is, and Brandon, while you're here, I'm just going to have you stride. stride, go ahead and stride as though you're throwing, land on the front foot. And what's really important here is that he lands on the inside of his foot and the knee stays inside there. Now go ahead and finish your throw and stay there, good. Now there's two stable places that you want to master here. One stable spot is your foot back here. Put your foot back here where you were. When that foot goes down into its place, go ahead and set it down. It doesn't move when you leg lift. You leg lift and that foot stays stable. Go ahead and pick your leg up. Now stride. When you stride, open that foot just a little bit. Attaboy. Knee inside. Now go ahead and stride and that foot doesn't move anymore. Go ahead. It stays down. It doesn't lift up. It doesn't roll over, and that was good. Thank you. Okay, John, come on over. And we'll have John go through those two spots. One is the push-off foot. Toe ahead of heel. Stride. Stride. Okay, now if we're going to stride, we'd have to open that toe just a little bit. A little bit. And keep the knee inside. Now go ahead and stride. And finish, and the foot stays stable. Now those are the points that we're going to do it one more time. Remember, the toe's ahead of heel. Stride. Get the toe ahead of heel. Stride. That's it. Finish. And the foot stays level. Now what really we're looking for here, do it one more time, John, and keep your weight on the inside of your front foot. I really want to emphasize this. You're going to stride, weight's going to stay on the inside. That's it. The knee stays in, throws and balance. That's where you get the drive. If pitchers can get these two things mastered, the other stuff starts coming easier. And so we're going to spend some time trying to get balanced on that right foot, and we do that through dry run pitching. If I can get you and Brandon right in front of me here, facing me right there, and just as you're going to go into your windup, start with your windup, dry run. We're going to come up to the top, just in sections here. Let's come up to with me. Go with me. Come up to the top, turn your foot. Now, when that's it. Now, come back down to the starting point. Okay, when they come up, wherever their top is, some guys will come up all the way up to here, and some guys will come up there. I don't care where that spot is, but wherever that spot is, it tells you when I get there, that's when I put my foot in place on the rubber. So, John, go ahead and do that. Puts in the rubber and stays there. Okay, Brandon, go ahead. Okay. Now, they both have short arm actions, which is fine, but you want to do it exactly the same place every time. When a hand comes up, foot turns. Hand comes up, foot turns. Wherever that top is, that tells you there. That's it. Okay, now we're going to do that about five times in a row, and we're going to have perfect balance. Go ahead, start, pick up, balance, back down, start again. All we're doing is working on the back foot. We're just keying on the back foot and getting balance. Up again, balance, back foot. Okay, again, balance, back foot. Now that's the first thing I'd emphasize with pitching is you get that, do it one more time. And I want that back foot stable, doesn't move, doesn't wiggle. John, you moved a little bit to the outside. Let's do it again. Keep your toe ahead of your heel and keep your foot still. Still, still. That's it. That was good. That's perfect. One more time. That was good, Brandon. You come up again, weight on the inside, weight on the inside, down. Now I'm going to fix both of you a little bit to where I would fix you, and then you can adjust yourself, because everybody picks up a little bit of style for himself when he's pitching, and you do that because you're built different than other people. So I want you to come up to the leg lift. Lift your leg and balance. Yeah, your way. Now what I would do here is I just relax that front foot just a little bit, and I'd come out just a little bit, not too far, in the same way there, just like that. What you want to do is look down your knee and see your tip of your toe. I just tell you where you are. Just out here and relax it completely. You want that to be like a noodle. Okay, now do that again and come up nice, relaxed front leg. Weight balanced on the back. Just right in there. That's good. Again. Let's repeat it again. Relax it again. Now try to do that without wiggling on your back leg. Balance. Good. Again. 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 Okay, one more time. Balance. Again. Out a little bit further with your front leg. Just tilt out a little bit and relax. Yeah, right there. Now try to do that where you have your whole foot on the ground. That's good balance. Good. Do it one more time. And good, good, but I was perfect, perfect. Now, if you just float your foot out just a little bit, one more, just a little bit out in front here is what I'm saying. Just relax it. Yeah, right there. Now, you do that. If you go too far, do it again, John, and I'm gonna take him too far. Come on up with that leg. If you come out here and go too far, it starts throwing your weight this way. Yeah. And that, so that you want to get it so it doesn't hamper your balance. If I come in, I'm going to do it incorrectly again. Come on up again. If you cramp too much back in here, you start going back on that on your heel. So you want to make sure you're balanced on the inside part of your foot and you're nice and relaxed coming up. And what I would do to teach that is just do this about 10, 15 times where you just sit here with in the stretch position. I know you guys don't throw in that stretch position, but we're going to make it easy. Just pick it up and balance. Set it back down. Pick it up. Set it back down. Pick it up. Set it back down. Without making, feel your back foot. Feel the weight on the inside part. That was good. Then set it down. Pick it up. 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 Without floating. Don't let it carry you. Set it down. Pick you up. Good. Set it down. Pick you up. Good. Set it down. Good. Now, make sure when you stride, we're going to work on the stride foot now. We're in here and keep that down. What we're doing here is measuring where the foot is in relation to the back foot. So with John, he'd be about toe to arch, wouldn't you? Toe to toe. So go ahead and set that down again. Yeah, he'd be toe to toe. Make sure that's open up a little bit. The reason this is important is because that's where he would want to stride every time. In relation to his back foot, he'd want to have this toe lined up with that back foot. Brandon, you do the same thing now. And just stop. There you go. Brandon's more toe to arch. So you'd pay attention to that if you're pitching on the pitching rubber and you start opening up too much or closing too much. You'd come back and draw a straight line in there and say, this is where I want to make sure I'm going to. Is toe to arch, yeah. As they throw through a pitching motion, what we want to do is here start getting good balance on the back foot, transfer to good balance on the front foot. That's the first part of pitching. The second thing, we'll make sure we're aligned real well. And the alignment's what we did with that towel, is make sure your foot is lined up to the target on every pitch the same way. So you're not varying your stride. Your stride's the same all the time. The second thing, we want to have good thrust off the mound. So you want to stay back as long as you can on the rubber. Go ahead and stay back. Stay back as long as you can on the rubber. And then start with your front hip, but stay back. Stay back and throw. Stay back as long as you can and break your hands and go. Break your hands and go. What I'm getting at is when you're standing, stay back in here and really load up. Load up on the back foot and then drive through the pitch. So simulate doing that. Staying back, leading with your hip, driving the pitch. Okay? Now do that three more times and try to feel like you're staying on the rubber forever. You can't stay on it too long and drive through. Okay? Stay on it and drive through. Now I want you to tell me where you feel like you're releasing the ball this time. Brandon, let me give you a ball. Okay, tell me where you feel like you're releasing the ball this time. Stay back, stay back, stay back. Where'd you release it? Okay, where do you want to release it to throw the pitch? Right down at the knees. Go through the arm action you'd want if you're throwing a pitcher right to the knee, right there. Okay, that's good, John. Stay there, do that again to stay there. Right there, right there. You want to come a little bit more right to left, right to left, right to left. Okay, let me fix you. You can stay there where your back foot's there. Now come over right to left. You don't want to release it about right there to get it low. Now, once you get that feel again this time, come up and do it again. The same place. And low, okay? One more time.
I've been cutting it off.
Yeah. Now get through it, right to left, okay? And finish the throw. Okay, I'm going to put a stick in your hand. We call this a... Instead of a ball, I'm going to put a stick in your hand. It's about 18 inches to 24 inches. Now, I want you to, this works real well for two purposes. One, it gives you arm speed, hand speed. And with pitching, instead of throwing hard, you want to have real good hand speed. The other thing it does, it tells you where you're releasing the ball. Go ahead and put your glove on, John, so you always pitch with a glove. Now, I want you to take that, put it right between your fingers, and I want you to simulate a throw and tell me where the sound is when you release the ball. Okay, where's the sound for you, John?
Like right here, maybe.
It was up a little bit higher, and yours was up a little bit higher. Now get the sound right out in front of you and right below your bill of your cap and off your left eye.
Right,
it was. And that's good. You had a good feel. Now lower it a little bit. Get it out in front and lower it. Brandon, yours was good. That was better, John. That was more over to the left. That was good. Now do it again. And this time really focus on the sound and the feel. Get the feel where you've released the ball out here and get the sound so it's right there where you release the ball. Where was it?
Right here.
Yeah, you need to be a little bit lower, don't you? Yeah, well, yours was about not quite as low as you'd like it. You can tell, this is one way to work on control. You can tell where you're releasing the ball. If you know where you're releasing the ball, then you have a good sense of your body and you have good control of your body. So let's release that thing and get it well out in front this time. It was better. And we have a term we call right to left. I want you guys to throw right to left and finish all the way from over to the left side here. Right to left. Right to left. Good. That's right. Now one more time, right to left. Now let me see how good a balance you can have as you throw this. Good balance, good balance, good balance. Okay, now I'm going to do a little trickery here. I want you to do the same thing. I want you to get the sound on it, but I want you to keep your right foot up in the air and balance on your left foot and try to give me that sound out in front. Good balance, John. That was good. That's good, Brandon. Now do it one more time and try to make sure you stabilize your stride. You're not bouncing with it. You have real good balance on that front stride. Good. Good. Now do it one more time and try to get the quiver out of your front leg. It's okay if you're doing that. We're learning. Good. 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 That was good, John. Good. Good. You moved it a little bit and I correct it. You can correct it. One more time and correct it. Get it so you're real stable. Stride and stable. Stride and stable. Stride and stable. Good. All right, one more time. Okay. Trying to get John's body and Brandon's body to get extended out here, get right to left, get full extension with the arm. And one way to do that is to throw this towel with the arm as far out as you can. Make sure you don't overstride when you do this. So John's going to take his normal stride. He's going to reach with the top half of his body out to this target, and it should be 4 feet greater than his height. So if he's 5'6", then you just put 4 feet onto that, make it 9'6". So right here, and you try to hit that target. Okay? Right here. Now you can hit that, John. Good extension. He got it. All right, Brandon, jump on there and do the same thing. And John, get that sock. We'll have you do the same thing with it. Okay, Brandon, let me get up here a little bit. Now you come out and make sure you reach out and extend right to left. That's it. You got it. You nicked it. Now try to get a little bit further with your, not your feet, but your chest. Get extended. Out there. Attaboy. You hit my hand. That's good. One more time. That's good. Okay. Now the other thing you can use if you don't have enough towels for your pitchers is get an old sanitary sock and put a couple of socks in it and hold the end of it, John. So you have a little distance, this end right here. Just hold that between your fingers and do the same thing. I just have a couple spots here where John does the same thing where you reach out, pluck that. That's good. So you want a little bit of weight in the end of that so you can reach out and you can get good extension with this. Okay, you're up there, you're released upstairs a little bit. Get it out, get it out, get it out. Good. A little bit further, a little bit further. Reach your hand out, hand out, hand out. There you go, we got it. Okay? Now, the thing, again, I want to warn you about on this thing, it's a good drill, but every drill you have, if it's exaggerated in one way or the other, can destroy what you're trying to do. You don't want to overstride on this. You want to have the same stride. And so if I had somebody cheating on the stride, I'd have you start in a stationary stride position, and both of you get in facing me this way, you with the towel in your hand, and you with the with this one. Spread out just a little bit and face me. Now I'll give you a target here. Now get in your stationary stride position. That's this position right here. Go ahead and stride, simulate. Now we're going to throw from there. Now start off, start from there. Don't move your back foot. Reach out. That's it. Reach out and give me right to left. Reach out and give me right to left. Right to left. Just by turning your heel over. That's it. Extend it, turn your heel over. That's it. Turn your heel over. Okay, Brandon, turn your right heel over. If you could film him, his right foot, and you'll see him, that's it. That's better. Start over, keep the foot still. Okay, now we're actually gonna move the right foot and finish. Leave your left, stabilize it, now get in a stationary stride position. Okay, now we're gonna actually finish throwing just like you'd throw normally. Throw and reach over, that's it, come over. Okay, throw, reach over, come over. Good, John. Okay, come over, that's good. Over, good. Okay, now from that, what I would do is I'd work on this back foot. And it's what we call a stationary stride position. You can work a lot of things from this. We're working on balance on the front foot, and we're also working on balance and push off the back foot. Go ahead, both of you get in a stationary stride position. Okay, fix your stride. Open it up a little bit. There you go. And this way now we can concentrate on getting a feel of the knee inside the foot. Knee inside the foot, you might need a little more space, John. Slide over this way a little bit. That's good. Right there. Okay, now we got this. Now what I want you to do is come with me, put your hand out this way. We've already got this far throwing. Now raise your hand up above your head. We're going to come through the throw, take this front arm, come in through there, reach out as far as we can, just like we're doing with a towel. Reach out, pull down with a hand, and see my back foot come over slowly and release. It stays in the same spot. What I want to do now is I'm reaching with my chest and head. I'm reaching with my chest and head. Okay, come with me now. We're going to reach over. We're going to reach over, chest and head, come through, all the way down. Without moving my back foot, all I'm doing is just turning the back heel over to release the top half here so I can finish through in there. All right, here we go again. Finish, reach, come all the way over. All right, again. Finish, reach, come all the way over. Heel over, good. Now try to do that in a balanced position. Let's go again. Reach, all the way over, and come over. Let's do that about 5 or 6 times, both of you, till you get the feel of it. Just stay in that stationary stride position. Over, heel over, no, just leave it. Now stay right there. Don't move your back foot. All you're doing is just turning the heel over. Keep in the same spot. Heel over, that's it. Do it again, go all the way back. Start all the way back over here, come over. Start all the way back here, come over. Start all the way back here, come over. Just keep repeating that till you get a feel of your body. That's good. Now I'm gonna have you move your foot, just like you did with that towel and stick drill. I'm gonna have you throw and then pick the foot up and come over here and land that way. Stay stationary stride position, start there. Stride, come over, good. Stride, come over, that's better. Stride, come over. Keep going. Keep going. I got a little thing I want to fix Brandon with. Go ahead, stay same place, same stride. Now I want you to come over, push off, come over that cup, okay? I'm going to put another cup over here. I want you to come over both of them. I want you to finish on your toe. John, demonstrate that because you do it real well. On a toe. See, that's perfect. See, what John's going to go ahead and do it. You don't need this, John, but I'm going to do it anyway. Just come over that. Come over that thing. See what he's doing? Just circling the cup. So I want you to do the same thing. Go ahead, John. See if he's doing it right now. Circle the cup. Over on the toe. Good. Let's see, that was even a better position. Do it again. Because that really looked good there. Good. What's happening now is you're allowing yourself to finish the push off and get through there and get your top down. Do it again. Push. Good. Much better push off. What you're doing is pushing back, pushing up, and then turning the foot over. Go ahead and do it one more time. Push up, over, and down. Good. Okay. That's good. Now, what I want to work on now is the same thing. Get the stationary stride position facing the camera. We do an awful lot of work in this, what we call a stationary stride position. And the reason is I can cut through half the delivery and work on the part of the delivery I want to work on. And right now we're going to really emphasize getting the arm up, getting this arm up. So to do that, we're going to start with our hands here. John, go ahead and start with there. We're going to drop the hands down. We call it bottom out. We lift up. You get that? So this is what we're working on here. And as we do that, go with me, guys. As we start doing that, you start dropping on the inside part of your back foot. I'll get in between you here. Start inside, you're in here, on the inside part of your back foot. Then you're coming through and heel over. At first, just heel over, just like we're working on that other drill. And work on getting a good hand position so that the palm of your hand match. If I'm coming overhand, my hand's coming in this position. If I'm coming sidearm or three-quarter, it's coming in this position. If I'm coming sidearm, it's coming in this position. Both of you guys throw about three-quarter, so it should be palm to palm. Okay, and let's release your heel and over. Good. Release your heel, over. Good. Now, just leave your foot back, John. Leave your foot back and your heel over. You can really work on a lot of parts of your mechanics of the delivery by just cutting through some of this stuff. Now we're working on getting the arm up, separating the hands, getting the arm up. Good. Now come on through. Don't stop. Let it come on through. Let it come on through. Just the front side, not the back. Heel over now. Heel over. That's good. John, heel over. Heel over. Now really work on quick with a hand getting it up and getting it out there. Up, down. Now get the feel. Both of you get the feel. I'm getting the arm up and I'm going to throw it downhill. Get it up, throwing downhill. Up, throwing downhill. Up, throwing downhill. Up, throwing downhill. Now we can go from that. Both of them do this pretty well. They've had pretty good coaching. Now we're doing the same place. Now we're going to emphasize the glove. You got your hand up. You've already separated, got the hand up. Now I'm going to turn all my thoughts and feel of my body to this front arm. So I want the front arm to be out, and out is your out. It's wherever you feel like it should be. Turn the thumb over, the heel up, and brush your hand back in. Both of you did it pretty well. And finish high with the elbow. High with the elbow. Against the rib cage. All right, let's do it again. Same as you're doing. Separate, arm up, just concentrate on the front arm, all the way down. Bring your head right to the target. Bring your head right to me. Right to me, that's it. Go ahead. Right through there. Go right through there. Right, all the way through. I'll finish up. Finish your throw, right to left. Right to left. Finish your throw. Right to left. Yeah, John, you're okay. You can pop your leg over. You can pop yours over now. Right foot. There you go. On the toe. On the toe every time. Pull it in. On the toe every time. Good. Pull it in. On the toe every time. Pull it in. On the toe every time. Now let's see a little bit more, a little quicker, a little more force on the throw. Okay. Okay, you're going to get in that stationary stride position, work on the drill you're just working on, except you're going to really emphasize that way a little bit, Brandon, only you're going to really emphasize getting the arm up, getting this thing, pulling it through, and feeling like you're just popping the ball so it's going to hit and have one bounce, boom, hit here and hit Brandon on one hop. You got to really work on getting your arm up. Get your arm up, down, good. Go ahead and throw it back, Brandon. I'll have you do five. Just throw it back to him. I'll have you do five from here. One more time. This is a good way to get players to feel like you're getting your arm on top, because if you drag your arm, you won't get a good bounce on this thing. And what's even better, if you can get a hard mat and put out there so they hit the mat and bounce up, it's real good. And you could do this in the bullpen. I'd get the gear on the catcher and have the pitcher do this, and then even throw short hops in there so you get a downward fly of the ball. Good, John. That was good. Well, you're so good, you hit the target. Go ahead, put that cup back, and we'll change spots. All right, now the same way, Brandon, you're going to get in a stationary stride position. We're going to do this, so you can pop that thing over and end up on your toe. But the big thing is separating the hands, getting the hand up, and getting downhill on the ball. So you got to get a little force on there. Get it up, downhill on the ball. Okay. Yeah, you can follow through and finish on that toe. That, if you finish right, push off like we're doing around that cup, that'll really help you get on top and circle on top. Okay, now where did you release the ball, Brandon? Way up here. That's why it didn't hit that cup. If you hit around that cup, you'll release it in the right place. Better. Now where'd you get your arm then? You really got it up, didn't you? So it was up much better. Okay, up on top, up on top, up on top, down, good. Up on top, up top. Make sure you fix your feet before. See, we're working on this thing, I'd just get planted right here with the same stride all the time, same place, foot, knee inside, and you know, we can come back to any one of those fundamentals anytime we want to, but right now we'd open that up just a little bit, work on the inside there. Now we're just taking the top part of your body here and working on getting the arm up and getting well out in front. Get it up, down, good, that's good. One more time. Get it up, down, good. Well, that's good. You guys are 2 for 2. The last ball, you hit the target. You know, one of the real important things with pitching at any level is disrupting the timing of the hitter. And you can do that without having to throw a lot of breaking stuff. Breaking stuff is an add-on to what we have here. But if you vary the speeds, and the first thing we try to do is get a pitcher to establish his working speed, whatever that is. On this chart, it says 65. That would be at some point in some youth league. For college, maybe it's 83, 84, whatever that speed is that you can get the ball over the plate and hit the target, as these guys are doing here. Try to hit him in the right. And what I would do is I'd look at him and say, okay, get a pitch down at the knees. Throw one down at the knees, John. So if John throws it down at the knees at whatever speed that arrives at, that he can do that consistently, that'd be what I'd call his working speed. Now, once he's established a working speed, I'd say to John, well, let's take about 3 miles an hour off the speed, but just do it in your head, not your arm. Just a little bit slower. Okay, now for the hitter, that looks like about the same action with the pitcher, but it definitely changes the speed of the ball by 2 or 3 miles an hour, and that would make a heap of difference. If I'm measuring a pitcher rather, and I've got him all lined up, 83, 83, 83, and all of a sudden he throws me 180, 81, I'm just a little bit off. So if I can vary the speeds by 4 miles an hour, once I come to a working speed, it doesn't mean that that's as fast as the player can throw. It generally means he can throw a lot harder than that, but he has less control when he does it. So you want to get it, whatever he can throw it control at, that's his working speed, and then work very 4 miles an hour between that. So it would be like throwing one pitch, it's working speed at 65, another speed
64, then to 63, then to 62, and then to 61.
And the changeup would be 11 to 12 miles an hour slower than the fastball. So now you've got 5 different speeds you're throwing, and you're still just throwing with one pitch. Now if you add on to that a breaking ball, which is going to be another 10, 11, 12 miles an hour difference, then you've got another 6 speed in there, and a slider then would give you a different speed. So you got a variation of speeds you're working with. And I would really emphasize that when you're working in a bullpen with pitchers. Working speed, 4 miles an hour variation, add to that the changeup, and you've got 5 or 6 speeds working for you as a pitcher. All right, you want to trade off, Brandon? Now he's trying to hit him right in the belt buckle. We're trying to arrive at his working speed. And if he can do that 2 or 3 times, we'll say, okay, that's the speed at which he works, okay. Now I want you to take 2 miles an hour off that. In your head, not your arm. Just don't throw it quite as hard, but throw the same target. Okay? Now to me, I could see a little bit of difference in that from here. I doubt very much if I could see a great deal of difference from the hitter, except when I started to swing, I'd know that that was a couple miles an hour slower. Now throw 3 miles an hour slower. Okay, now when you do this, and if you do this enough in the bullpen, we won't be letting up on the ball. We'll be throwing it with the same arm action, the same body movement. It looks the same, except in your head you're saying, I'm not going to throw it quite as hard. And you can take 2, 3, 4 miles an hour off the ball. Go ahead and do it again. Take about 4 miles an hour off the ball. That's good. Okay, now I want you to throw back at your working speed. So that's 4 miles an hour faster. Okay, that's the difference in speed, and that would be a great deal difference to hitter. Now I want you to throw harder than you threw any of those pitches. Okay, that was a little bit harder. Now it was a little bit more wild, but if you're getting a certain count, you can afford to be a little bit wild. If somebody's a wild swinger, you say, okay, I got 2 strikes on him. I'm going to throw it a little bit harder, maybe out of the strike zone, and you have a chance of getting him. John, come on up now, and you do the same thing. I'm going to have John start out his working speed again. John's going to start out at whatever speed he can get the ball over. And the beautiful thing about this is it's different. Okay, hit him in the belt buckle with the ball. I just pick a spot. Doesn't make any difference. Okay, one more time in the belt buckle. That seems to be a nice, easy, fluid motion for John in the belt buckle. Okay, now we're going to take 2 miles an hour off the pitch. 2 miles an hour. Okay. Did you feel like it's a little different?
Yeah.
A little different speed? All right, 3 miles an hour off this pitch without letting up, just nice and easy. Good. All right, now I want you to add the fastest pitch you've thrown today, faster than any of those. Now, that would make a difference with the hitter at this youth league right there because you haven't thrown any breaking stuff. Now, if you add to that, we'll just have John finish off with this. I want you to throw a cut fastball without turning your wrist over. This will, I guarantee you, this will be a different speed than the others. But you can also work with that speed the same way. You can say, okay, work your working speed with a cut fastball. Working speed with a cut fastball. Yeah. Okay. Now take a little bit off of that one. Cut fastball, take a little bit off of it. Okay. That would be a different look for a hitter. Now add on your pretty good fastball with a cutter. Yeah.
Cutter?
Yeah, cutter. Good. That's good. Now those are real deceptive things for a hitter. They're kind of sly because you're seeing a fastball, but you're seeing various speeds. And if you can get a hitter disrupted a little bit, you start widening the strike zone a little bit. In other words, you don't have to throw a strike sometimes to get a guy out if you. Yeah, you come up and in, and if you get him having a variation in speed, you got some problems. I want to thank my two pitchers for helping out today, and I'd also like to thank you for watching the tape. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got something from it. It was my pleasure to share my experience with you. Thank you.
Bob Bennett ranks as the 7th most winning head baseball coach in NC2A Division I history. During his 34-year college career, Bennett's teams averaged more than 40 wins a season. With 32 winning campaigns, 26 consecutive, the results are impressive. 1,302 victories, 17 conference championships, 21 NC2A tournament berths, 32 All-Americans, 9 first-round draft picks, 2 College World Series appearances. His teams were consistently ranked in the top 25. The 1988 team vaulted to number 1 during Fresno State's school record 32-game winning streak. Coach Bennett earned Conference Coach of the Year honors 14 times. In 1988, he was named NC2A Coach of the Year by the Sporting News. Bennett has also been heavily involved in baseball at the international level, coaching the U.S. national team 4 times. In 2000, he earned the prestigious Lefty Gomez Award. Known for his fundamentally sound ball clubs, more than 200 of his players went on to the professional ranks, including 35 major leaguers. Considered one of the nation's experts on catching fundamentals,
Bennett has published two books on the subject and is in demand at clinics throughout the country. A leader on the collegiate baseball front, Bennett is a former president of the American Baseball Coaches Association. He serves on the Hall of Fame and All-American committees within the ABCA and is a member of the ABCA Board of Directors. Bob Bennett continues to influence amateur baseball as an accomplished coach, author, and consultant.